This is The View from Tab. I'm Jim Menick.
I'm John Cruz.
I'm Chris Palmer.
And I'm Mike Beats.
And we are going to talk about the resolutions for the upcoming season. I'm actually staring at the list, including my own choices. I may not tell you what my choices were, although I'm going to be perfectly candid about my feelings on some of these things. But we're going to get a new topic. Actually, the new topic comes out Friday, right?
October 1st.
Okay, so there'll be a new topic. So one of these will be reality by Friday, and we'll talk about that more in depth when it does come out. But for the time being, there are 10 resolutions out there. Everybody voted. Actually, everybody doesn't vote. I know it is astounding.
Probably very few people voted.
Very few people vote. I don't understand that, because this is it's just not that big a deal. So why wouldn't you? I mean, I assume we all voted, right? So why wouldn't you vote?
It's a pain. It's a pain in the ass to mail in, to print out.
Okay, I grant you that. This is the only organization in America that thinks the fax machine is still running. You know, I mean, can they get over that?
I don't even know if they take fax. I think you have to use USPS.
They have to have a man in a blue suit come to the door.
At some point, I recall having to beg to send in a fax when I forgot to send in at time.
It says all ballots must be faxed or postmarked.
That's definitely new. There was a point where you could not fax.
I mean, fax. I mean, God says they can't figure out email. I mean, let's face it. There's only 7 people responding. You think they could figure out a way to do it electronically with those 7 people, including email?
The point system is a very sophisticated. Mm. Is actually fairly sophisticated. I mean,
I was entering some points today, and there were some things I hadn't seen before that it was doing to help you enter the points. So
yeah, but this would be an easy thing to just do online. I think they're afraid of fraud, is what they're honestly. but if they tied it to your,
they should
account,
tie it to your account exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're not. I mean, everything else is tied to the account.
And where's the fraud? Like, I couldn't forge people's signatures. Would they really check?
Well, exactly. It's easier to fraud where you print it off and just mail it in. I mean, I could probably do it for the entire Los Angeles district, and no one would know.
I think they are fraud conscious or lawsuit conscious on a lot of things. And I guess you're right. It's probably, this is just another one that they're even though it doesn't make any sense. Whatever. Okay. Anyhow, the first resolution. When forced to choose, a just government ought to prioritize universal human rights over its national interest. Okay, I hate this topic. Anybody else have an opinion?
Why don't you tell us why you hate it?
Because there is absolutely only one side. By every justification I could possibly come up with, there is no way on the face of the earth that any country can value other countries above itself. And that's what this is telling you to do at some point. I just can't see it. It's not true.
I think this is what we did at VBI, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it is. And why? I feel like, well, I think there's actually a very good chance this topic's going to get picked. Because it seems like, I mean, first off, VBI has, as do many debate camps, but VBI has a particularly good track record of picking resolutions that people are likely to pick. I look at this resolution and
the other way
sort
around.
Of share your
After opinion. You guys have had it, everybody says, well, let's pick it.
I don't know about that.
But I don't know. I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true.
I like to think that's true.
I look at that resolution and I probably have the same gut reaction that you do, but at the same time I also have the gut reaction of this resolution is going to get picked. And I have the feeling that this resolution is going to get picked because it seems to, on its surface, appeal to kind of like a classical dilemma, you know, a community
it's not
versus
a classical dilemma.
I know I said it on the surface it seems to, but I agree completely that it's not well.
Prioritize UHR over your own national interest. How can you, when forced to choose?
What
is this? Give me an argument. Give me an example.
Most of the arguments that people were making, as I recall, on the camp topic was to say things along the lines. It basically came down to, of course, we'd prioritize universal human rights because it's in our interest to do that. But the question goes, but is that just our own national interest? Like that doesn't seem to address the resolution. And that became a big problem with the way people.
I posited to people that would listen to me at camp, people that usually listen to me about arguments at camp because I don't teach anything at camp, but I said that there is only one topical case, and that's the United States should join the ICJ or the ICC.
Can we just do that?
That would be an instance where you would have an outside body, or every country should join the ICC, where you would have an outside body saying, no, you cannot do that. Even though it is in your national interest, you are violating the rights of people if you do that.
Right. Well, wouldn't it be also possible to recycle a lot on the current topic on this?
What's the current topic?
The nukes.
Topic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, giving up nukes.
I mean, there would be other and sanctions, the issue of sanctions. You wouldn't be able to, use sanctions or, I think that there are instances.
Sanctions actually sound reasonable.
And the ICC topic is reasonable, and other things that where it's just more specific instances where you would have outside bodies or some sort of organization enforcing that you do not like. It might be a very political body, but where you don't overstep your boundaries, where you don't overstep the bounds of national interest and go into egregious. Human rights violations. I mean, I think there are very few human rights that people would consider universal. Maybe, the right not to be tortured or stuff like that, Geneva or whatever. But, and the affirmative can make the negative, like do things like ignore the Geneva Convention and other things that have been universally accepted as things that you just don't do, even though it might be in your own country's interest to do so.
I'm looking at my ballot. I actually gave once because my team liked this topic, possibly because one of them was a VBI, so knew it. So I did give this. I said I wasn't going to do this, so I gave this the second rating, number two for the NFL Nationals topic. For some reason,
and that's a tournament where I bet it will be the topic
because I thought it would go away that way because I wouldn't have to worry about it because I wouldn't go to that.
Okay. I'm really surprised you don't think this topic is going to be chosen. I just think it is so obvious.
It may be chosen.
I think it's March 8th or Nationals.
It's as broad of a political dilemma as last year's Kill to Save was a moral dilemma. It's like every topic that we debate. It's every topic that we debate. It's just the most broad philosophical wording of it.
But doesn't that mean we're just going to rehash? I mean, we spent 6 months on sanctions. We spent 6 months on ICC. We now spent 2 months on nukes.
We might be rehashing it, but the nukes.
That's true.
Okay, let's go to the next. The next one, the abuse of illegal drugs. Ought to be treated as a matter of public health, not of criminal justice.
I like this resolution.
For what? Debating or?
I like this resolution my initial reaction to each of these is going to be the topic area. And I think that it's a interesting dilemma. I don't know. I mean, I guess the topic literature, I'm not, an expert on any of these topics. I guess the topic literature probably does make some kind of differentiation between notions of public health and criminal justice, and that they're very separate things. Sorry?
This is the United States is so enthrall mm-hmm. to criminal justice
That's true.
In the drug business that it is almost impossible to imagine an argument that can't point out how stupid that is and why we shouldn't be doing it. I mean, this to me, again, is one of those things where I look at it and I say, yeah, and then I go to the next topic. I mean, I cannot imagine an argument that says we should, that we're talking drug abuse, should be a matter of anything other than public health. And let's get the prison. We have the highest prison population, and the number one. This is the number one thing people are in prison for in this country is drug abuse.
Also, we all love the New Yorker and read the New York Times. Yeah, not everyone agrees with that, Jim. I can't believe
that is
you
a
just
fact.
Said
that is a fact. It is true.
Digest. Wait a second. You're writing to middle America. Oh, come on, Jim. First off, I guarantee you that if you polled the average American in most parts of this country, they would totally disagree with you. I mean,
it's
I
a fact. It's an objective fact that I just made up. How could
you are
embarrassingly
liberal?
I think I'm more liberal than Jim, and I'm blushing at this.
Well,
come on,
the assumption at the base of that argument is that drug use is a victimless crime, and that's not always true.
I am in complete agreement with Jim on this politically. However, I do think that first off, not all drug use is the same, as Chris is pointing out, and I think that makes for really interesting debates.
Is it a matter of which drug it is?
Absolutely,
absolutely.
A drug that makes you violent,
as opposed to a drug that makes you. Want to lie down and read poetry? I mean, of course. I think there's a total difference. Absolutely. That's in fact why certain countries have chosen to legalize marijuana and not legalize other things. That's unquestionably part of that.
Plus, what if you have kids? I mean, that's a criminal thing. If you are abusing drugs and you have children,
What if you're abusing illegal drugs and you're pregnant? Forget just having kids who, you know, already having the kids. Like, what if you're affecting a pregnancy?
Couldn't we get Sarah Palin on the podcast?
Well, there's another issue with this one that I'm
missing. You don't think that this is you don't think that people strongly believe that it should be a matter of criminal justice? I'd say the majority.
Come up with a couple of examples that I'm perfectly willing to grant. It certainly is an abuse of your children if you have young kids and you're doing drugs. I mean, that's fine, but yeah, I can come up with a handful of examples that are bad, but the real problem is those aren't the people that are filling up the jails. And I'm sorry, I didn't make up the figure. It is true.
I agree.
This is a problem that the United States has.
You made up the figure that most American that's a fact that it's a public health issue. That's what we were making fun of.
It is. Here's the other thing that the negative can do. I mean, just from a debate strategy perspective, the negative can grant that it is a public health issue, and we ought to treat it like a public health issue. But we shouldn't say. You just get to go to a hospital instead of jail. I mean, you can say that there are instances on a case-by-case basis where, yeah, someone can go and get treatment at a mental or a health facility, but they also should spend time in the criminal justice system, and they should go to jail or prison or whatever and pay back, you know, the retributive part of the criminal justice as well as the rehabilitative portion.
I kind of view that kind of thing as a problem with the topic, though, because
yes,
I don't see public health and criminal justice as necessarily canceling here. There are a lot of public health issues we deal with. If you started dumping raw sewage in the middle of a busy street, you would be arrested, and that is a matter of public health. So
I think that the reason why it has to – that you have to keep it – I mean, there are arguments as to why – the criminalization in and of itself is bad. I mean, that makes people not want to get help. It makes
needle exchanges, stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the affirmative could answer back that when you criminalize, then you are never going to be able to solve the problems that I am claiming to solve because people are less likely to go get help. People are more likely to traffic illegally, those sorts of things as well. So I think that the affirmative has good answers back as to why the negative, even if rule-wise, the negative could say it should be both. The affirmative could argue that the nature of the criminalization means that it cannot be both because people would be too ashamed or too scared to admit it.
Do you think that one will be picked?
I hope it is. Actually, I think it's a good topic. I think it speaks to issues that average people care about and think about. And I think it's a good topic. I like it a lot.
It's also an issue that high schoolers are exposed to a whole lot.
Yes. It's also an issue that kind of is different from things that kids have been debating in recent years.
I can't remember anything having to do with legal drugs.
Yep.
Yeah, I would love to debate a topic that isn't nuclear war related.
Yes. Although I bet somebody's going to find some way to relate this. But I do think it's a really good topic. And despite my good friend Jim Menix claims. I think that there are a lot of people who have strong opinions on either side. I can think of several Republicans who listen to this podcast who are probably vomiting when you're making those comments.
Well, okay. I've achieved my goal. Okay, the next resolution here. In political campaigns within the United States, corporations ought to be afforded the same First Amendment speech protections as individuals.
Well, as an outrageous liberal, I can't imagine anyone feeling that resolution should be affirmed. I could do feel that way, but anyway.
This one is in the running for November, December, I think. Yeah. We usually have very specific constitutional-related topics in November, December. For some reason, people feel like there's a small topic.
Which makes no sense. We were actually just talking about this in Bronx Science. Maybe it's just our travel schedule, but we actually debate way more on November, December than September, October in terms of number of tournaments.
So we don't at all.
This one was my September, October, for whatever reason. And probably the same thing within a limited context. I mean, I actually like this. I like, because I love the background of it. Yep. I love constitutional stuff. Mm-hmm. If you think that I was burning up over the drugs, I mean, but here it's not. I'm burning up over the resolution. I burn up over the fact that this is now, in fact, legal. It's like, oh my God, get rid of these people. Anyhow.
They're not people. They're corporations.
Judges, those judges. It's judges. Oh, that's true. Get rid of them. I mean, it's like vote them out of office or whatever you have to do.
But I think it's a very good topic. I like this topic.
I think it's very good for the kids to know. Also. Very good for students to go through this, to find out what this was all about and to argue it. I think that they're all going to sort of feel roughly the same way when all is said and done. But that's why that whole, like, I agree with Mike, the whole limited area.
I wish they wouldn't have limited the topic to political campaigns.
I agree.
But that's what I don't remember the case, but that's what the case is.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean the question has to be that.
Because I think that you would be able to come up with more affirmative arguments if it was not related to political campaigns. I mean, the political campaign is the dissad to the affirmative, being able to have good arguments in terms of arts and those sorts of things that where you would want to give corporations the same.
Right.
Because remember, a corporation isn't just giant conglomerates. It's also mom and pop record stores and those sorts of things too. So
that's very true.
I think you would have things to weigh against.
If you struck everything before the comma, I think it would be much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corporations ought to be afforded the same First Amendment.
The fact that it's in the United States is redundant to the First Amendment.
Exactly, for the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're all in agreement, actually, on that one. Okay, the next one. The United States is justified in using private military firms abroad to pursue its military objectives.
Good topic.
I like this topic a lot.
I put this as my number one for January.
Yep. I think that this is almost certainly going to be debated. My smart money would say that this is going to be the TOC topic based on how I mean, so few people actually vote in this that if you do a straw poll of like 20 coaches, you have a pretty good sense of where things are going. And it seems like this topic was chosen by a lot.
I look at this topic and I say, wow, that is rich. Yeah. That's what it boils down to.
Sure.
You can just come at it from 27 different directions.
This is also a great topic.
It's educational.
I think this topic is a great topic also because I think it appeals to lots of different kinds of debaters, right? In the sense that it's pretty obvious that you could run a really specific plan-oriented kind of argument. You could run counterplans, that kind of stuff. You could also run a very, very quote-unquote traditional kind of debate about the role of the state in protecting its citizens, like ideas of contracting out. I think it's a great topic. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I think we all like this one. What was that?
Oh. It's a cricket. Oh my God.
Okay. Moving along.
The next one.
On balance, internet neutrality is desirable.
Now, I really actually can't see how anyone couldn't agree with this, but my first and foremost comment, and I hope Jovan is listening, I am still demanding that this resolution be revised to capitalize internet. And I've been told by both them and Lexi Green, then I'm looking at an old list. They told me that they weren't changing it because this is where the things are going grammatically, and that's just not true.
Well, nope. Not only that, but the term of art is net neutrality, yes. Not internet neutrality.
No, that's true.
And by throwing the word internet neutrality, I feel like this is the ship that's launched 1,000 definition wars in really bad 3-3 rounds or something.
That's probably true.
You know?
I mean, I talked to Joe, actually Joe and I, because he is on the committee, mm-hmm. and we talked about this over the weekend, because, I started because Chris, you and I have talked about this topic, and you published a long piece in favor of debating it, and it was, explaining it.
That's actually one of the reasons why I kind of liked it for a November-December thing, mm-hmm. because, you know, there are two things a debate topic can do. One is produce good debates and clean tournaments, and another is teach kids about something they don't know. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily think this would lead to the best even debates, but I think at the end of it, kids would know a whole lot about something that they probably would never come across otherwise.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's good for them to know it. My problem is that, and this is what I was saying to Joe too, was that I don't have any underlying issues here, as it's not about justice, not about morality, it's not about that. It's about, Viacom. You know, should Viacom have this power versus Google having this power and things like that? It's really not about free speech or any of those things.
Oh, I disagree. I think it's entirely about free speech.
I'm immersed in these tech podcasts and stuff like that. And it sounds to me like, looking at the Viacom Google thing, we're talking about, divvying up the universe of the internet into wireless and non-wireless, and we're just simply talking about charging people more money to watch movies.
But that has profound. That's not true at all. We're also talking about limiting people's ability to access content that they want.
No, we're not. I mean, where does net neutrality say that people are going to actually say you can't say what you want to?
Well, it's not so much.
It's not about saying what you want to. It's getting access to products that people are putting out. That's very.
Let's say that Comcast is having a beef with the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
They could make the Huffington Post website run really slow, yep. or they could do those sorts of things to limit. I mean, from what I understand, a lot of it all has to do with the speed issue. The sites that are in good graces with. Or who the internet
or that are owned by the internet companies
right. will have easier access.
You start getting the RIAA and people like that in there, and the motion picture people involved. So these people are protecting their interests and their interpretation. I mean, I find it rich discussion area.
But wait a second. But these companies don't exist in a vacuum. A lot of these film companies are part of larger companies, and that's the issue, right? Like that Time Warner owns media as well as owning a cable company as well as owning all these other things. That's
Comcast is on the verge of merging with NBC. Yeah. If you want a huge example
right there. I agree. Know? Yeah. I mean, these are really good topic.
And there's another angle to this that doesn't really touch on media so much as it, a non-neutral net removes from the economy and from society the potential for disruptive technologies.
True.
And so it tends to firm in place whatever large corporate monopolies, whatever you want to call them, that are in place now, and doesn't permit for a Skype to come along and screw over Verizon.
Right, and that was the joke that I caught John Stewart making that I thought was very funny about Google like fearing the next Google. It's totally true. I mean, the whole idea is that there wouldn't be a Google if there had been a non-neutral internet. Now there won't be a Google because there won't be a non-neutral internet.
Right.
I mean, I worry that it's going to take a long time for people to find their way through the complications of the subject itself. But I still question whether there's something underneath here that
I think there is
strong enough to do it. But
not everything has to impact a nuke war or justice. I mean, you can talk about social effects without necessarily talking about killing babies on pikes and things.
Completely agreed. I really think this is a good topic.
This is a hot topic for discussion. I just question if it's a hot topic for LD discussion and if it's a hot topic that kids are going to be able to discuss intelligently.
I think they will.
It would be good. Then it would be good.
That is an open question, too, because I have a feeling that given that this is my area of professional expertise, that were I to judge rounds on this topic, I would be wanting to poke my eardrums out with with sticks by all the stupid things the children said. I mean, I'd be giving hour-long RFDs, like, look, child, I'm going to tell you the way it is, and this is not it.
So we have to prevent you from judging or this topic from happening.
Right. One. Okay, no, I'm just kidding.
Okay, next topic. Progressive income taxes are just.
Well, now here comes my liberals.
Oh, good. I'm glad someone has one.
It's so difficult for me to say that this is to see how you would negate this, because even if I don't know, I guess our philosophy track used this resolution at VBI. Mm-hmm. And some people like grumbled about it by the end because it seemed like so much of the literature on this topic outside of the, I guess, the libertarian block or the or specific conservative block, so much literature on the philosophy of taxes and whatnot support in the end some form of a progressive income tax because it's such a broadly defined term, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many reasons to justify a progressive income tax, I guess, is the real point that I'm trying to make.
I don't have this on any of my – this one just went over my head completely. I looked at it, and my eyes glazed over.
Even flat taxes, right, even most flat taxes that conservatives propose still have some kind of tiered flat tax that still makes it kind of a progressive income or progressive tax.
Yeah, I feel like the negs on this will just be one giant honking politics dissat, and that's it. I don't know where else to go, really.
Well, if you live in England, you go to America.
All right.
I live in America, so there we are.
Look, I'm looking. I want to get rich enough so I don't have to pay taxes anymore. That's my goal. I want to know, when does being a Republican start looking good? That's the salary I want.
Being a Republican looks good every time I get my paycheck and I look at how much money was taken out by taxes. I'm a Republican.
I assure you, the Republican is not going to help you
taxes,
on this.
John.
That's true.
You're going to make a lot more money before you get a tax break.
Without taxes, John, your paycheck would be zero.
This is probably true. That's definitely true.
Just come to think of it. Here we get into the next one. The next one is... Boy, I've come full circle many times on this one.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, justice requires the recognition of animal rights. I have my first reading of this, and every other reading I've ever had of this is, what were they thinking? But on the other hand, I love the topic. You know, but
why? What were they thinking?
Because it's very, first of all, it's hard for me to associate justice with animal rights. And I don't know where recognition comes in, but it's really the word justice. Because everything I have learned about justice from Sandel on down.
What about Peter Singer? Yeah. See, I think that Peter Singer is a great author, whether you agree with him or not. And I mean, as the guy who basically promoted the idea of animal rights being a necessary component of justice,
That's all it is. That's all you got.
It's true. I mean, he is the foundational author for it. On the other hand, we've read other topics where there are foundational authors, right?
My feeling is ultimately, though, that we move away from the strict understanding or the Singer understanding of justice in this context and just discuss animal rights, period. I think, you know, two-thirds of the arguments, the debates would just be about animal rights, regardless of the wording, which makes it more interesting to me.
Beats, what's your take on this in terms of, like, I mean, your kids have often parametricized, or you've talked about parametricizing arguments before. What is your take on how this resolution would play out?
God, I don't know. I think that you would almost say the negative would have to defend getting rid of, I guess, like, animal cruelty laws, which I don't think is necessarily a good idea.
Unless you say that there are reasons to have animal cruelty laws
outside of
beyond justice, right? And I agree that
that's why I don't like justice. Yeah,
but I think that when you talk about laws and things like that, I mean, laws are rooted in justice, and I think it makes more sense to say that government makes laws for reasons of justice other than, like, morality or something like that. Although those two things can be conflated when you talk about the law. And so I think that it becomes a legal topic, and I don't think that someone could argue that as individuals we ought not treat animals this way, but it has to be like a social thing. I think you have to be talking about broader things other than an individual ought not do these things, and it's more like a society should respect animals, and there should be legal backing for that. I think that to me, that's where a lot of the debate will come in, because different societies treat different animals different ways, and we can treat cows one way but dogs another way. Oh. There's probably issues like that, which complicates the issue of justice, because is it all animals that you have to treat one way? Does that mean that we have to become vegetarians because it's illegal to eat cats? Because it's illegal to eat cats, but it's not illegal to eat chickens. So I don't. It's complicated, but I don't necessarily disagree that justice isn't interesting. I mean, what if it said a just society requires the recognition of animal rights? I don't know if that changes.
To me, it becomes a morality issue. So.
Yeah, but then it's tough to debate, because then you just say that each person. I mean, when it's morality, then you're not. You don't have to expand it to the larger society. Maybe you do. I don't know. But justice, I think, requires the affirmative to say that there should be laws in place. But the negative is in a tough position with that, then, because the negative has to say there shouldn't be any animal cruelty laws. That's tough too.
Recognition kind of steers you towards morality too at the same time. I mean, recognition of animal rights doesn't imply any particular laws. It doesn't imply any laws. It just says, okay, they have rights. Now let's go kill and eat them because they're tasty.
Yeah, that's true. Or, it's also going to be difficult to – I mean, it's tough because animals are – animal rights, I mean, what – everyone has different definitions of what animal rights are. I mean, from PETA
even Robert Nozick talks about animal rights.
Yeah, what's the sort of like the I don't know what the name is, Sierra Club or whatever. I mean, they're different. Would have different definitions.
I don't know if we'll get this one or not. I like seeing it on the list. I like knowing that they're kicking this one around. If we don't get it this time, we might get it some other time with some different wording. I don't have any great suggestion what would make the wording better. I'm just sort of reluctant with this wording, but I give it strong votes. So,
I'm in favor of the way they worded this, though, in the sense that it's short, to the point.
Yeah,
it's not
I love
wording.
Short. The shorter they are, the better they are.
I like that it seems like they were precise with this one, and I definitely appreciate the precision.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I mean, always the shortest and the fewest things to misinterpret or the fewest things to confuse around, the better. So the fewer words, the better. Although, surprisingly enough, that one within political campaigns, blah, 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 which is the longest, also doesn't bother me because every single aspect of it is very straightforward. But, here I love short. The only one that's shorter, actually, is the progressive income taxes one. Okay, but the next one is a hearty chestnut. In the United States, juveniles charged with violent felonies ought to be treated as adults in the criminal justice system.
Always a great topic, I think.
It is always a great topic, absolutely. There's a few main areas and a bazillion, side roads on it. When is this? H. Oh my God, I voted for it.
I voted often. For it.
This will be, this is also in contention for November, December.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I have it in contention in a bunch of places. I got it. Certainly, it's my number one November, December.
It seems like the topic we should be debating at the Glenn Brooks. It just seems like that's where we would be doing something legal like this, a lot like the other legal topics that we often get.
But there's not much to say. Like I said, we all like it. We've all done it.
I mean, this is a VBI topic for the third week.
How many times have we had? I mean, I remember going back to 98, something like that.
Yeah, this is a repeated.
We had it since then?
If that's going to get picked.
Have we had it since then?
This high.
It seems like we should have had this one because the authors' names are so ingrained in my, like, Janet Ainsworth and Barry Feld and those names have stuck with me, but I don't think we've debated it since.
Maybe not. Maybe it's just been like a Nationals topic.
Maybe a March, April at some point?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe it came up again as something we didn't really debate. Only a couple people debated it once or something like that.
I definitely remember judging it too.
I mean, the author names are so with me, and I think it came up
in one of these lesser months,
or maybe like aspects of that came up in another topic or something. But yeah, this one's ringing a lot of bells. Maybe about 6 years ago or so.
I mean, just as long as you just have new kids, recycle the classics. Yeah. I think there's nothing wrong with that. This isn't going to change. You know, especially in the United States, where we do, in fact, treat juveniles as adults.
We're the ones who put together Mod Nav, so there's no objection there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, the next one is, the constitutions of democratic governments ought to include procedures for secession.
Sudan versus the Confederacy. Go.
What were they drinking out there?
Ben Sprunkheiser, one of my debaters.
Who won NFL Nationals?
Hopes that this is the January-February topic.
Oh.
He loves this topic. He must have read a whole bunch about it, but he's a nerd.
Definite nerd.
So he wants this topic so bad to be the TOC topic.
Oh.
I don't know what we would say after the first tournament, but...
I don't know how I'd say anything the first time, except can we switch the topic? I mean, this is just... I look at this, my jaw drops every time. I'm like, no, please no, you know. Oh, my God.
Well, look on the bright side. We could get rid of Texas.
You know, okay, for the sake of full disclosure,
no.
I may have voted for this as a lower one on the November-December topic. I didn't vote for number one and number two, mostly because... I couldn't really think of a third choice for a short topic. I feel like it's actually kind of fascinating on a philosophic level. And also Doug is no longer with the Bronx Science Program, but at the time, Doug Jefferson and I were very upset that the parliamentary democracy topic wasn't picked, which I still think...
I always like that. We've never had that one. Resolution. That seems like fun, yeah.
I think that resolution is awesome.
This has nothing to do with that. What were you two drinking? What?
You know what's interesting about this topic? This actually is an interesting topic. I just don't know that the way that they chose to word it and limit it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, what are they talking about here?
I think that there is in political philosophy, there is an ongoing debate, and there has been since before the Civil War, but the Civil War is an obvious point at which this debate manifested itself. If you have the right to secede from a government, and actually, it doesn't really surprise me that this was picked, because you do have a lot of the nuttier Tea Party types.
Yeah,
who talk
pure Tea
like
Party
this.
Nowadays. Which
it is, but at the same time, maybe it's not. I mean, right? I mean, there is a legitimate thing. Like, if there's a social contract, at what point do you not? You know, at what point can you back away from it? That really is what this resolution is talking about, right?
And
really?
Then there's a lot of international stuff about this right now, because the Sudan is due to have a vote. The southern part of Sudan is going to have a referendum in January or February on whether or not to secede, and whether or not that will be enforced or be a respectable election, and all that stuff has come up a lot.
Also,
in the
like
last
countries
year.
That were forcibly made multicultural by either communist governments or Woodrow Wilson after. World War One, there's some historical
Post-colonial Africa.
Right, post-colonial Africa is a great example of this. I actually think it's a fascinating...
There's also a very strong separatist movement of the indigenous peoples in Bolivia.
Yeah.
And the current president of Bolivia is himself indigenous.
That's the point that I'm trying to get is that there actually is a very interesting core dilemma in the topic and some really interesting world examples of it. I actually think what's fascinating about this is that a lot of the movements that some people are making towards running much more specific affirmative positions, it would, in a vacuum, it'd be very interesting for me to see how that would play out on this resolution. I don't think this resolution is going to get picked by any means. I do agree that when most people look at this, they go, huh? Or they say the Civil War, or they say the Tea Party. But I do actually think that it's an interesting topic area, and I want to defend it for that reason. I think it's more interesting than people are giving it credit for.
I can't imagine good debates.
I can actually very easily imagine good debates, but I can also imagine a lot of bad debates. I could see what the good debates would look like, but I could see what less. This is a topic I think that would allow debaters to be very lazy, and I don't like that.
I don't know how you would negate.
Well, I think that one argument. There are arguments to be made that once a union, I mean, I guess you have to look at like what people say about the United States history, that once a union is made, the union is the union, or that constitutions don't actually have to have procedures for their own dissolution, right? That like that if there's such a problem with the state that you have a revolution to overthrow the state, I guess, right? I mean, that's what that goes back to what like Jefferson and Adams' justifications for the United States going, or I guess the colonies having a rebellion were, right? The idea that like once the government is broken, then you reject it, yeah. I suppose, is it the form that it would take. I agree that it's a...
Well, and also who gets to secede?
I mean, to me, this is... Right, that's a good point. To me, this is a no-brainer, but it seems that for most of the world, this is...
But it says here the constitutions ought to include procedures for their own dismantling.
Well, that, I agree, is odd, but I suppose that the argument would be that would prevent violence. Like, if you're able to just say, I want out, then you don't have a civil war.
Put your heels together three times.
I think it's a more... My verdict on this is actually a really interesting topic area, and it should be given credit for that. It's something that people don't think about every day, but that doesn't mean
it's the originality award.
Yeah, it's more of an educative than a tournament.
I would like to know what the history of this topic was in the committee. It's interesting to me that it actually made it to the final list.
It reeks to me of an extemper. And we all know one extemper who is on the topic committee, right, Mr. Vaughn?
Uh-huh. So. Okay, we have our culprit. Okay,
that is my humble way of saying j'accuse to him.
Okay, the number 10. Secular ethics ought to be prioritized over religious ethics in the legislative process.
Did the NCFL just beat this one to death?
And over religious ethics. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is weird. I mean, even if you're super conservative, I guess, it's really hard to imagine. I mean especially if
religion,
who's religious ethics.
Secular ethics.
Who's religious ethics?
What's the difference
ethics?
Between a secular and a religious ethic, too? The Bible says you can't kill, so suddenly that's religious? I mean, because they got there first? I don't understand. Yeah,
I don't understand it either. It to me, it seems like those things are – it's how do you know what's motivating someone's ethics? And
right. That's really good.
Because you can't separate – a lot of times you can't separate your – Well, who's to say? I just don't get it.
And who says the legislative process should follow anything other than the judgment of the legislatures, too? I mean,
or the democracy.
Right, yeah.
I mean, does that mean you can't run on a pro-life stance because it might be motivated by both ethics? I don't know. And maybe more religious? It seems like you answer this back by just saying, look, a democracy should just decide. Every person should decide what they want to vote for, and if it's motivated, you just can't tell it. I don't. I'm confused by this one.
I don't think this one's going anywhere. I mean, I certainly hope not, because I think if we had to argue it, we'd be having the exact same discussion, and the kids would be having the same kind of confused discussion. So they'd be all over the map, and everybody would spend the entire debate arguing about what to debate, and. And that would be the end.
And you'd have some small but significant minority of rounds where the judge came out completely and totally offended by something some kid says.
Yeah. I mean, there is always that risk with anything that has religion in it that, you're just going to offend somebody. You don't want that. So that's not good. So I think we have, anyhow, the overall list. I mean, my original reaction.
One thing I'd like to observe is that there's not a single resolution that is negatively phrased.
That's true, isn't it? Yeah. Well, people are getting real tired of those. But I think those and all those negatively phrased ones were to combat a problem that we don't have anymore, you know, which is the critiques and so forth, being done a certain way. And then they got so carried away that it was just driving everybody crazy. So now the affirmative gets to affirm and the negative gets to negate again. Which is a nice thing. But I looked at this list as one of the stronger lists.
I agree with you.
In a long time. I mean, there's a couple on here I don't like. And some of them I don't. I like the subject area. I question whether there'll be good debates, but that's always just who knows. You're just sort of sitting here wondering. But you hope you're wrong, actually, that it does turn out to have good debates. But most of the subject areas are quite good, and there's a few new ones on here too, which is nice. So I think they did a good job.
The only one where I really would say, what are we going to say, is kind of that last one.
Yeah.
But we did debate the separation of church. But even that was – that's different too. There you actually had a law you could point. This one is just I don't know.
Yeah, it's all mental. It's not – it doesn't really have any grounding in evidence or fact or reality.
Yeah. And it requires you to make this separation that is almost an arbitrary separation between secular and religious when it comes to the issue of ethics.
I could just see the CFL grabbing this for their nationals, because the NFL won't use this. CFL's like, oh, that was a good one.
They'll word it to make it even worse. They'll think, what could we do to make this more confusing?
What was the CFL catnap?
What was that false to up with the arts and sport?
Arts versus athletics funding. which led to several of the worst arguments I've ever heard, including my favorite, which was the child who said we should defund the arts and fund athletics because that will keep the homosexual population in check. It's not that the arts attract gay kids, it creates them. To which Joe Vaughn's reply was, I'd like to turn that. Women's volleyball, rugby, men's wrestling.
Women's golf.
Now that we have possibly offended the sensibilities of the same audience members who were offended by Jim Menick's avid readership of The New Yorker to the exclusion of all else.
I think we've done it. Mm-hmm. I think we've taken it as far as we can go.
That's true. Okay. I do love The New Yorker, by the way, for the sake of full disclosure. Okay, anyway.
The iPad app just came out.
I know.
Did you see that it takes two gigs or something?
It's worth every moment of it. It's amazing looking.
Jason Schwartzman.
That commercial was awesome.
I get the magazine as a subscriber. The fact that I have to pay again. This is the thing against Condé Nast, because they do it with all of them. I have to pay twice.
I agree with that.
Don't like that. Okay, well, anyhow, that is a subject for another time in another podcast other than ours. So
I want to say congratulations to Bronx Science and Hedrick Hudson for the finals of the or John and Jim Schools, respectively, for the
final.
Thank you
very much. Yeah. Much appreciated.
We both had a good weekend.
It was an enjoyable time.
Yeah. Indeed.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Okay, so everybody, we will see you next time.
Have a very good night.